Thank you. Jack's filling in for us on the 11 o'clock service. Lee and the wife, Denise and the kids, they're at Disney, aren't they? Yeah, they're at Disney. So Jack's filling in. Let's give Jack a hand for filling in for us. All right. I'm so thankful when they're able to do that and really are far. Hey, guys, we're continuing in this series of North Point Values. And I asked you last week, do you ever get tired? Do you ever just get tired and want to quit? Do you ever get, anybody new here, wasn't here last week, do you ever get tired and just want to quit? Give up? Well, today's a good day. I'm so glad you're here because we get that way in ministry. We get that way in our jobs. We get that way in our relationships. We just want to give up. Just want to quit in our marriages, in our friendships, and things like that. We just want to quit. And I looked in 1 Corinthians 15:58. It says, always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. I want to tell you, guys, whatever you do for God counts. Whatever you do for Him, it matters. And the second verse that I looked at was, so don't get tired of doing good, doing what is good. Don't get discouraged and give up, for we will reap a harvest of blessing at the appropriate time. You ever get tired of doing good? I do. Sometimes I don't want to be good to y'all. Sometimes I don't want to be nice. But the word says, you know, don't give up. Don't get tired of, don't get discouraged about doing good. So, am I the only one who gets tired of doing good? I don't want to stop and help the man or change his tire. Whatever, you know. I'm in a hurry. Don't get tired of doing good. All right, if you got your outlines, but hang out with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're gonna be there all morning, just about. But we talked last week, I had 7 secrets to staying power. 7 secrets that'll help you not give up. And I talked about 4 of them last week. Just going to talk about 3 of them this week. I'm going to review a little bit the first 4. It says, relax in God's grace. Not talking about believing. I'm not talking about teaching about grace. I'm talking about relaxing in it. You remember what I said? It was needed. It changed my life when I found out that God not only loved me, but He liked me. He liked me that I was an idiot about a lot of things. And that I'm complex. And that I'm hard to get along with. You know? And it's okay. God says, I like you anyway. I like you just the way you are, Jim. And it changed my life when I figured, God likes me. I like me. If you don't like me, what's your problem? You know what? That changed my life. That God just likes me. You know, He's got to love me. He's God. You know, but then I found out He likes me. And it's okay. I don't have to be anybody else. We don't have to pretend to be anybody else. The next secret was to refuse to fake it. It's okay to be you. It's okay to be authentic. Do you realize what? It's another thing that changed my life, that I don't have to have the approval of anybody else. I don't have to have the approval of anybody. I can be me. I can be me. And it's a value here at North Point that we treasure, that you and I are real. We don't have to pretend to be anybody else. We don't have to dress to please anybody else. We don't have to comb our hair to be anybody else. You know, we can just be me. That you can just be you. And it's okay. Real is good. Authentic is attractive. And I believe the world are looking for real, real believers that have problems. Amen? Because I told you, I'm not perfect. I'm pretty darn close. But I'm not perfect. All right. The third thing is, I should have said this first. Remember, it's not about you. You know, whatever you're doing, you feel like giving up. You feel like wanting to stop. You know, the kids are getting on your nerves. Or you know, the husband is leaving his underwear around the house, you know, and all that stuff, you know, and ministry is getting heavy. It's not about you. It's about Him. It's about Him. It's not about you. Stop taking it personal. Stop taking everything personal. Does that make any sense? Am I the only one that's ever took anything personal that I shouldn't have? It's not about you. It's not about you. All right, the secret to stay in power is to rejoice in your limitations. Quit trying to pretend that you're perfect. You're not Superman. You're not Iron Man. You're not even the mailman. But rejoice in your limitations. You can't do everything. You know what I found out again last night? I was on the mariachi band. I can't sing. That's why Leanne and Jack did that today. But there's just some things we can't do. You know, I tell you, I'm really praying for someone to teach our kids. But I don't just, to be honest with you, I don't just want a warm body. I don't want just somebody just filling in just to be filling in. I want somebody that really loves these kids. And has that. I have a limitation. I can't deal with 3 and 4 year olds. Now I'm finding out I love middle schoolers. I love middle schoolers. If they put on deodorant, I really love them. But rejoice in your limitations. You know, deal with it. Yeah, they don't put on much, man. I'm having to remind them every Wednesday night. Hey, you guys a little dabble, do you, boy? Whatever. You know. All right. Fourth secret to stay in power on your outlines is resolve to love others. Resolve to love others. Guys, if you're going to last, especially in ministry, you got to love others. If you do it for any other motivation, whether it be for profit, whether it be for glory, it ain't going to last. Let me tell you something about love. Love is a choice. Love is a choice. It is not a feeling. Now, love produces feelings, but love is a choice. Or else, why would God command us to love? So love is a choice. Have you ever heard? I have as a pastor. Well, Jim, I just fell out of love. Well, I got to tell you, that's so stupid. Love is a choice. Love is a choice. You don't fall out of a choice. You make a conscious decision not to do it. You choose to love. You don't fall out of what you're making a choice with. That's dumb. But anyway, you chose to stop loving. That's what you did. You chose to stop loving. You didn't choose to fall out of it. You can choose to love anybody. Did you know that? You can choose to love anybody. You choose to act in a loving way, and then those feelings will follow. But you choose to act in a loving way. I'm sure Angie has to choose to love me lots of days, because I'm hard to get along with. I really am. But to resolve to love others. Paul says, why do I do what I do? Why do I go through these beatings? Why do I go without food? Why do I get on these ships and wreck and get snake bit and all this stuff? He said, He said in his word, I don't do it for my benefit. I don't do it for my personal need. Do it for the benefit of people. Do it for the benefit of people. Look at verse 15. All this for your benefit. He's talking to the people in Corinth. So that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow the glory of God. Friends, if you don't love people, you're never going to last. Never going to last. Where do you start? You start with your own family. Do you get that? You start with your own family. Why do we spend the least amount of time? Why do we spend the least amount of time with the ones we claim to love the most? Do we get that? Now, I don't mean to hurt anybody's feelings, but I'm going to tell you something, guys. You know how you spell love? How you spell love? T I-M-E. Show me where you spend your time, and I'll show you who or what you love the most. It might be a boat. It might be golf. I don't want to get on hunting because I like hunting. Thank you. But show me where you spend your time. Could be shopping, amen? But show me where you spend. Show me your calendar. And I'll show you what you love. Who and what are you spending your time with? So how do you spell love? Say it with me. I-M-E. That's how you spell love. Show me where you're spending your time. Paul says, I keep on going to help others. Look here, love never gives up and endure through every circumstances. That's us at North Point, I believe, more and more people, more and more grace, more and more glory for God. That's us. That's why we keep reaching out. God has never made a person that he didn't want to go to heaven. Do y'all believe that? Never made a person. Guys, I've said it so many times. If you're a church, you're here representing the church or whatever, if we're a church and we're kind of satisfied with the size we are, we're basically telling everybody else, hey, we're okay with our size. Everybody else can go to hell. That's what you're saying when you're saying we're big enough. You know, but God wants everybody to be saved. I'm telling you guys, as long as I'm pastor of this church and the leadership here is the way it is, as long as there's one person that needs to be saved, we're going after him. As long as there's one left, we're going after him. And why do we do this? Because of love. Because of love. So we resolve to love others. The next thing is that we renew yourself daily. Renew yourself daily. My truck has lasted 7 years. And it's lasted 7 years. And I'm really shooting for 13 more. 20 years. Do you know why it's lasted so long? And I expect it to last 13 more? Because she's not here, is she? I don't let Angie drive it. No, you know why it's lasted that long? Because I get it serviced regularly. I get it serviced regularly. And the same thing is the soul and the spirit. We need to service it regularly. All the time. Daily. Daily. So we renew ourselves daily. It says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Outwardly we're wasting away. Us guys, we got like this furniture disease. You know, our chest is dropped into our drawers. You know, and we're having to wear glasses now and all this stuff. Outwardly we're wasting away. Ladies, they ain't no amount of cream gonna help. And you know, I'm serious. But, you know, but outwardly we're wasting away. Crow feet, you know, and all this stuff, but we're wasting away. But inwardly, the word says we can become young and refreshed if we renew daily. We can't stop this progress. Oh, we can try to slow it down, but it's still happening. It's called gravity. But I mean, inwardly, we can still be young and fresh. How do we do this? How do we do this? Two ways of how we do this. Number one is that we have a plan. We have a plan for personal, a daily renewal. Make a list of things. Boy, that thing, if you don't sit down just right, there's something to get you right there. But make a list of the things that'll really, really recharge you. Now, I'm talking physically, spiritually. I said what was on my mind, didn't I? uh. But make a list of the things that really recharge you, both physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I'm talking about a physical list. And to renew yourself daily. You know, a daily quiet time recharges you spiritually. I hope everybody does a daily quiet time. I'm not even going to raise my hand because I know all of y'all do a daily quiet time where you're alone with God and read your Bible. Everybody does that. Amen? Amen. Emotionally, you also need a time that you could, whether it's gardening or tennis or mine's walking, man. I walk. I like to walk, and that's when I emotionally get charged. Play guitar, you know, or whatever. You need a time. Wrestle with the kids. You know, I don't care what it is, but I know one thing, that all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, and it's dumb. It wears you out, and it burns you out. It don't make sense. All right. You divert daily. You divert daily. You withdraw weekly. Remember, we've talked about this before. And you abandon annually. Divert daily. Do something fun every day. Does everybody do something fun every day? Man, I do. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I mean, it's just, you know, none of your business. But you do something fun every day. For you, do something fun every day. Divert daily. Do something for you. Who does something fun every day? It could just take 5 minutes. You know what? I tell you what I do. I don't care. I go by the parts store. We cut up and we gossip about y'all. And but no, I divert daily. And the second thing you do is you withdraw. A Sabbath day. That's a commandment. Take a Sabbath and rest today. Just relax. It wasn't a suggestion. God said do it once a week. It was a commandment. It made the Big Ten. So do it. And then abandon annually. Go on vacation. Go do something. Don't take your BlackBerry. And I'm going to try that this year. I'm not going to take my BlackBerry. Don't take your computer. Just forget the world even exists. Amen? Abandon annually. I can't wait. So if you call me and I don't answer, you picked the wrong week. I don't have. Anyway, abandon annually. Those are ways to get recharged emotionally and spiritually. The second thing is you need a partner. You need a partner. You say, well, Jim, let me get that. Why? Well, because none of us are good at doing this ourselves. None of us are good at balancing our lives. I'm not good at it. And I would venture to say that you're not either. At balancing your own life. We need other people to help balance our lives. Is there anybody in your life with the honor and the privilege to say to you, Leanne, I think you're out of balance. I think you're out of balance. Too many people tell you you're out of balance. Last night, I'm an emotional guy. Everybody knows I'm an emotional guy. But I do like to help people, too. And there was a young lady. It was 8:30. And, you know, most time I'm in the bed by 8:30 or 9 o'clock, especially on Saturday night. I'm a life of the party. But now catch me at 4:30. I'm raring to go. Y'all want to have a party at 4:30 a.m. I'm ready to go. But there's a lady that she's getting married tomorrow. She's marrying Abraham. Abraham played the drums in her 9 o'clock service. By 12:30, he's going to be married. Amen. But she was going on up to, she's going on up to North Carolina, needed a ride up there last night. And my heart went out to her, man, I'm going to take her to North Carolina. I'm going to find somebody to go with me, and I'm taking her to North Carolina. You know, 2 hours up there, I can sleep on the way back, ain't no problem, I like to ride. And James Collin is a man that I allowed to speak truth into my life because I know he loves me. And he said a few words to me. He found out I was going to do it. He said, Jim, you got to preach tomorrow. I said, I know. I'm going to sleep on the way back. He said, Jim, you got to preach tomorrow. I said, okay, I won't go. But the thing about it is, he was telling me, Jim, you're out of balance. You're coming out of balance. It's a good thing that you want to do, but the important thing is you show up here on Sunday morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed because I took his advice. But you need somebody in your life to tell you sometimes, back off, you're doing too much. Back off, you need to rest. So does anybody have that right to say that to you? Does anybody have that right to say that to you, or does it just make you mad? Give somebody that right. You need to be in a small group. You need to be in a small group. Get somebody. You need to get a partner. Look at Ecclesiastes 4:12. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. And three people are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Guys, get one or two people around you. You don't need a whole team. One or two people. You don't have to have a whole lot of folks, but one or two that will stick with you. I'm talking about stick with you. That'll stay with you. That'll encourage you, but will also not afraid to tell you the truth. All right, so when you feel like giving up, let's go to number 7. We're about over here. Refocus on eternity. Refocus on eternity. Stop thinking about just the here and now. We're going to spend so much more time in eternity than this side. We're going to spend 70 or 80 years. Some will spend more, some will spend less. But this life that we're living now is preparation for the next. When you focus on eternity, your reward's in heaven. You focus on God. Whatever you're going through here seems so small. It seems so small. You can almost handle anything. I believe you can handle anything when you focus on God, focus on eternity. Look at 2 Corinthians 4:17, 18. If you're going through something, look at this. For our present troubles are quite small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us an immeasurably great glory that will last forever. Whatever you're going through. To know that he's saying, hey, whatever you're going through are quite small. And they won't last long. It may be Friday, as that video said, but Sunday's coming. God's going to use those troubles that you're going through right now for his glory. That's what it says. That will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see right now. Rather, we look forward to what we have not yet seen. For the troubles we see will soon be over, but the joys to come will last forever. There's a saying that I love. It says, if you look at the world, you'll be distressed. If you look inside, you'll be depressed. But if you look at Christ, you'll be at rest. If you look at the world, you'll be distressed. If you look inside, you'll be depressed. If you look at Christ, you'll be at rest. So it all depends on what you're looking at. It all depends on what your focus is. If you focus on your troubles, guess what? You're going to have more troubles. Let's focus on the victor, who is Jesus Christ. God's purpose is far greater than the problems and stuff that you're going through. So whatever you feel like giving up on, I'm glad you're here today. Whether it's church, whether it's God, whether it's small group, whether it's marriage, whether it's a relationship, I believe that God has sent you here. I really believe this. And has sent me here to tell you to not give up. I believe he has sent me here to tell you to hang in there. To hang on. It may be Friday, but Sunday's coming. Hang in there, guys. Don't give up. Hang in there. You're getting tired? It's all right. Be you. Don't be anybody else. So the seven secrets: relax in God's grace, refuse to fake it, remember it's not about you, rejoice in your limitations, resolve to love others, renew yourself daily, refocus on eternity. I'm going to pray and Jack's going to sing. It's over. Isn't that great? It's over. It's over. I'm going to pray for you guys. All I ask that you do today is be nice to somebody. Be nice to somebody and relax. God likes you. You like you. Doesn't matter if anybody else does. They got a problem. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about Him. Let's think about what's happening in eternity. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. Lord, I pray for this church that you've asked me to pastor. They're a wonderful bunch of people. Lord, we get tired. We just kicked off a whole bunch of stuff down here. Lord, we're doing it for you, for your sake. Remember? We do it for your sake. So I lift my folks up to you. I ask that they renew themselves daily. That they find the time to get along with you. That they have a little bit of fun each day. And Lord, there may be a lady here that she's just tired of what her husband's doing. She just fell slap dab out of love. I pray that she chooses to love him and worry about the feelings later. Lord, that man, he may not be here. I pray for him wherever he's at. I pray that he begin to be convicted and he make good choices. That he understands that you love him. He begins to love you back. Lord, I pray for miracles. I pray for waters to be parted. Water to come out of rocks. I pray for people to be healed. I pray for the blind to see and the crippled to walk and relationships mended. I pray for people to get jobs. I pray for gas prices to go down or something. Lord, I lift our country up to you. Lord, we love you. And it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.